Welcome to the MSDW podcast. I'm Jason Gumpert, editor at MSDynamicsWorld.com, and this is the second episode in our new multi-part series all about the people, processes, and technology that go into the successful implementation and post-go-live support of a Dynamics 365 solution. This series is sponsored by DXC Technology and features a range of veteran consultants and subject matter experts from their team to talk about Microsoft Dynamics 365 solutions from a range of angles like cloud migration, pre-project planning, application development, and more. In this episode, Microsoft MVP Rick McCutcheon speaks with Chris Lavelle and Heather Palmieri from DXC Technology about their experiences working with customers to move a Dynamics ERP or CRM solution from ground to cloud. I'll let Rick, Heather, and Chris take it from here.
Good afternoon, everybody. My name's Rick McCutcheon. I'm a Dynamics 365 MVP, and I'm here today with DXC Technology on this MS Dynamics World podcast, where we're going to be talking about moving your business solutions to the cloud. I've got two fantastic guests today. I got Chris Lavelle, VP of Client Services, and I've got Heather Palmieri, Dynamics Technical Delivery Lead, an F&O expert. We don't get many of those out very often, so we're very thankful for Heather joining us today. So first, Chris, introduce yourself and tell the people what you do, and then we'll turn it over to Heather.
Yeah, well, thank you. My name is Chris Lavelle. I'm our Vice President of Client Services here at DXC. My focus is really on our cloud migration practice and our cloud advisory services, where we help our customers in their journey to the cloud, regardless of where they're starting from or where they're trying to go to. As part of that, we really work with our customers to understand what they're trying to accomplish and how we can support that as they look at the cloud capabilities that they want to take advantage of.
Oh, thanks, Chris. Heather?
Yes, my name is Heather Palmieri. I am our technical delivery leader for DXC. I provide our leadership for our delivery team, our technical delivery team. I also work with some of our clients as a technical architect to help them build out their solution in Dynamics F&O.
Okay, fantastic. So I think we can start our conversation today. We're going through this world of digital transformation, and over the last couple of years, it's almost a rush for companies to move their on-premise applications to the cloud. And, you know, when I'm dealing with an enterprise-type partner like yourselves, I've been involved with a few of these projects, and they're quite complex. So when you go into a new client, and let's say they're a global client, where do you get started when you want to have that conversation about moving their existing applications to the cloud? Chris, do you want to start?
Sure. So I think you said it right. You start with a conversation. We start with a conversation to understand not just what their technical environment looks like today, but what their business strategy and business objectives are in support of whether it be growing their business, whether it be going into a new market, whether it be becoming more agile in the way they operate. So we really start with the conversation to understand the environment, understand the application portfolio that they may be working with, and the business criticality of the various applications in that portfolio. That would impact the suitability and appropriateness to move from where it is today to a cloud environment or a hybrid environment, as it may be. So really that's where we start, is in a conversation, and we have a number of, depending on size, scope, and scale of client, a number of different ways to structure that conversation.
And Heather, I'm a CRM guy, so I know it's complicated when we sit down with a client to have a conversation about, you know, moving their on-premise to the cloud in CRM. I believe it's much more complex on the ERP F&O side of the house. So maybe you can talk a little bit about sort of your approach with a new client, and where do you start a conversation?
I think some of those conversations are going to include their integrations, right? We're moving things to the cloud, so that takes a different spin on how they do interact with that ERP system, right? What can we provide to them? How do we give them that solution to what they had, so that we're not changing their solution for them, right? We're improving that solution for them.
Okay. And so when we talk about these integrations, like, you know, if you're dealing with a global type customer, that can be a very, very complex conversation. How do you get the client ready to have that conversation? Who do you need in the room?
I think it's going to be your IT as well as your users. A lot of times your IT doesn't know all of these integrations. They don't use them, right? So you do need those users in there to give you that information of how you're interacting with that system, right? Mm-hmm. What are they doing with those systems? What are those uploads? And then the IT to give you some more of that detail behind that.
Yeah, and as part of those users, you know, some of the business stakeholders as well as part of the user community that have a vested interest in the outcome of the integrations and the activities.
I have a little story I'll tell. A couple of years ago, I was in on a Siebel upgrade. We're moving it to the cloud to Dynamics 365, and we thought we had every integration covered. Finally, we sat down with the sales admin manager, and she says, "What about my compensation program?" "What compensation program?" "Someone had written a little compensation program that paid the salespeople on everything they sold, and no one knew about it, right?" So there's always a gotcha sitting there until you talk to everybody in the business. So when we go through this planning phase with a client, I know it's hard to say how long does it take, but how much time should a client put aside for the planning of this migration?
Well, that's a very open-ended question. I'm going to give you the consultant answer. It mm-hmm. depends, right? Okay. Because it truly does. Everything from the size of the client to the complexity of the environment, to the regulations and compliance aspects that they may or may not be held to. It's just, there's a plethora of items. I guess a good rule of thumb is that when you're approaching this, you should plan for extra time. Right. So if you're a small organization with a small group of users leveraging an ERP platform, whether it be GPSL Nav AX, moving to D365, you have limited integrations, that's probably going to go a lot faster than even a mid-market organization that may be leveraging all the modules and a number of ISVs that have to be addressed as part of a migration and potential upgrade aspect. But we actually run a couple of programs that focus on helping customers move their ERP systems to the cloud. And those engagements go anywhere from 2 weeks to 6 months, depending on size, scale, and scope of customer. So as you add complexity, add planning time. As you add risk averseness, add planning time. And as you add compliance requirements, add planning time.
So from a DXC perspective, do you have sort of a project planning methodology that you bring to the table?
I would say yes. We do have a methodology that we follow in when we go in and do our implementation for our clients. Right. There are certain things that we'll ask, certain questions that we'll go through. We'll have them demonstrate their system, show us what they've got, even down to the technical side. What are your integrations? We do follow a methodology from the beginning of the project to the end till we get them live.
To build on that, when we're going in to do discovery as part of advisory activities, there are tool sets that we leverage to interrogate the environment and understand not just the size and scale of what that computing platform is or the application services are, but dependencies. What systems are talking to where? Where do we have integrations to other systems that may require things to be lifted together? Or in phases and groups. And then in addition to the tool sets, and this is very much on the, as I talk about this, it's very much on the cloud migration aspect. So through those tools and through a methodology that we leverage within the discovery process, we create a fact-based approach on what this migration looks like. This applies to ERP or non-ERP workloads. And with that fact-based approach, we can now take the actual fact-based data points collected over 1 to 3 weeks, along with the conversations and discussions that we have with the various users, stakeholders, and technical teams, and really create a holistic view of what this looks like, where the potential risk points are, and some of the mitigation strategies, and really, you know, which of the 5 or 6 R's might make sense for that customer. And when I talk about the 5 or 6 R's, a number of people should be familiar with the Gartner 5 R's from, probably 2011, 2012, that we've modified in various ways of whether you rehost or replatform or purchase a different solution, including software as a service, refactor, right, make some changes and modernize to a more cloud-native platform, or retire. And in some cases, leave it where it's at if the move is pain is not enough return for the move.
Great. And one of the areas that I've always found everybody underestimates the time and effort is data management, especially if we have multiple systems that we're trying to move at once. And, you know, the data model behind these systems are different. Maybe, Heather, you can talk a little bit about how you handle managing that move of data from multiple systems to one system.
Yeah, I can definitely say it does take longer than what you expect. There's always unknowns that you have in your data management, trying to get that data out of those legacy systems into your ERP system. You do need both sides to work together on this, providing that template, looking for that information that you need to pull out of that system, and then somebody from that client that knows where that information is, that can grab that information for you. And there's multiple cycles that will go through this, because it's always never right that first time. And getting it, pulling it out where we need it from, and then positioning it in our ERP system where it should be.
Do you use a certain set of tools to work on the data, or anything that you recommend?
I think that really depends upon where that data is stored. We have options that we provide, but, you know, practices that we can look at to pull it out. If it's a SQL database, then it's easy to grab some of this information. But it really depends upon where that legacy system is actually sitting. And then even if we can get to that information.
Okay, good. Well, maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, budgeting, right? So there's all these moving pieces in planning for the move. How do we help a client work through the budget? Because I believe that, you know, your best clients want the truth, and they want, you know, they really want to know how long and what's this really going to cost. So maybe we can talk a little bit about some of the factors around it.
So as we look at it from a migration perspective or an upgrade perspective, looking at moving some of the workloads into the cloud, moving the ERP systems and potentially other workloads into the cloud, the real key in getting some accurate budget numbers is that initial upfront assessment of the environment. That's where, you know, again, based on the fact-based data that you pull in the conversations and the options that are discussed, you start to drive what those costs look like, what the project plan looks like, what the timeline and constraints look like. And that's really what drives the budget and starts to create one of the most important things in this, which is expectation management, right? Of what this really is going to take. Projects are challenging when you paint one picture and it turns out to be something very different, whether it be cost, timeline, or business impact. So it's all about doing the right upfront planning. It's all about doing a comprehensive review of that environment, and then using that to drive decisions, fact-based decisions that align with the business goals and objectives. So I can't overstate the need to do a good, whether it's internal or through a third party, to do that assessment and paint those pictures up front and communicate them across the board to the organization as a whole.
Heather, is there anything on the ERP side you'd like to share as well?
Yeah, so on your budgeting, I agree with what Chris said. Is it's really setting those expectations, really getting the customer, the client, to commit to making this a good solution, right? Because that can also delay your timeline, which affects our budget. I agree that getting details up front, knowing not what we need to actually implement, where we're going with that, because that allows a client to really make some of these decisions. You know, we had a client that had a process that was a simple process, but we wanted to automate that for them. But the cost of that and the number of times that they would use it, it really outweighed that. So the client decided to go back to more of a manual process, right? So looking at each of these individual integrations, how they want to use that system, and then giving them those options.
Yeah, and to build off of that, I'll give you an example of where customer decisions impact that budget. So we had a customer that was looking to replatform their ERP system, AX in particular, in this case, inside Azure, and they had a choice to make. They could either do it all at once, which created some business risk for them, which they're a very risk-averse organization because of what they do, or they could do it in phases, but it would cost more and take longer. But it greatly reduced their risk from a compliance perspective, from a business operations perspective, And they felt that was the more impactful item. So it took probably a good 4 months to 6 months longer than it would have if we had done all at once to put in all the compliance components and security aspects that they required. But that was their business driver. So it's really important to understand for the customer to make some decisions along the way too, because their decisions can have a big impact.
One of the areas that I find that the client typically underestimates is the amount of hours and effort from their side. It always seems that, you know, when we're sitting around that project plan trying to figure out how long, how, you know, what kind of budget to put to the project, sometimes people don't spend enough time saying, okay, internally, this is what I need your people to do to keep up with our people from a partner perspective. At DXC, so how do you deal with that? How do you get the client on board to what the real effort is from their side?
So two aspects in my mind. It's what part of what you said is absolutely spot on. They don't think about it and put enough time into making sure everyone is on board with the effort. I would also suggest that in addition to that, they don't take into consideration the interaction and the delays of the interaction with a third party. A lot of times they think of it only in what would it take me to do this if I was doing this within my organization. The moment you start involving additional parties, whether it be a party to help you perform a migration or upgrade, or whether it be the ISVs that we have to coordinate with as part of that, something that should take a week might take 2 or 3 weeks with the interactions and delays and decisions and conversations that have to happen. So I would just add that third-party interaction often impacts that. So as part of our conversation, we try to remind our customers to add some contingency time around those types of activities. How much, again, is going to determine on complexity, but we always are using the past history of our work to help clients understand where things may be a little longer than they might think from implementation, migration, and testing perspective as well. Heather?
Yeah, I would agree. So for me, it's really getting that customer to buy into the fact that this is their solution, right? And this is a solution that they want to be a good solution for their business, and to help them understand that the more time that they put into the solution and the dedication, the better that's going to fit for them.
Yeah, it's put time in up front to get it right the first time, or put time in afterwards to fix it. And I know which one's more painful.
So on your side, Heather, you really have to deal with the business, right? Because you're dealing with a lot of business workflows. And then you're going to have to ask these people to come back and review and test all the work. So how do you sort of gauge things early on so they have an expectation that, hey, you're going to have to take a big chunk out of your week to be able to do this?
So I do like to be upfront with the client. I've always felt that the more that we share with them and get the hard conversations out of the way, the easier it is on down the line. So if I see something that's going to be hard, long commitment for them, I call that out. If there's an area of concern for me in the solution, I'll call that out for them, something that I need them to focus on. You know, I like to have those hard conversations up front.
Yeah, and a couple of things that we do as part of our delivery as well. You know, we typically call out the customer commitments of the specific roles as part of statements of work and project plans, so that we're actively and proactively communicating the expectations so that they can start to plan for that. As part of the normal operational cadence of projects, you know, just good project management, making sure that, you know, we make sure that they're attending and working with us on it versus not attending those. And sometimes that means a somewhat difficult conversation of, we can't be successful if you can't make the time to participate or have a designated person participate in the meeting on your behalf, so that we're all working together and forward. Because everyone's busy. It's not a matter they don't want to. It's the day-to-day business comes up and grabs them like Absolutely. It does everybody. So again, those upfront conversations and expectation setting again.
So maybe we can talk a little bit about, now we've moved our customer to the cloud, you know, how does DXC work with your customers to support them once they're in the cloud?
So really, that's a bit of a customer-by-customer basis. Some customers have a very large technical team, an existing footprint in the cloud, and it's just another application once it's there that they're managing with existing team. And for those customers, we have some support arrangements to help them when they need it, but not take on the day-to-day support, so to speak. We have other customers that they don't have a large IT, or their IT is more strategic in what they do versus operational and tactical. And for those customers, we provide the full support of the applications from a cloud perspective and up through to the application ERP layer for them, so that they don't have to. So really, it's really driven by the customer needs and what and how they operate their support organization. It's interesting. We actually have some customers that they have the capability to support it. They have the staff, they have the knowledge, they have the capability, but they want to have it encapsulated as a cost to the business, and so they have us support it so that they don't have to pull their team away from some other items that they're working on, and they can pass the cost along to the consumers of the application easier. So it's interesting. It really varies customer to customer depending on their needs.
Okay. Thank you, Chris and Heather. It's been a great podcast, and I want to thank you again for your time. Chris, is there anything you'd like to leave our audience with today as a final thought?
Yeah, absolutely. So, while the audience today is likely focused on Dynamics as a whole, along with some other areas that they may have responsibility for, I would suggest that as you look at migrating the ERP platform, whether it's a software as a service solution such as D365, or whether it's migrating the workloads into infrastructure as a service within Azure, if you're not ready for D365 or don't have the ability to make that migration yet, I would suggest that you use that inflection point to look at the rest of your business and determine if you can also migrate some other workloads that can be beneficial, whether those workloads integrate in with D365 or whether those workloads could benefit significantly from enhanced DR that might be available within the Azure environment from where it is today, and solve for some risk issues there or some efficiency opportunities there. So take the inflection point to have a broader conversation. Typically, the investment you make in that initial assessment can cover more than just your ERP platform for not much more cost, and you can get the benefit of the overall capabilities and enhancements from moving those systems to the cloud.
Thanks. Heather, is there anything you want to leave the ERP community with about moving to the cloud?
I'll spin off of what Chris said, is that I've been with Dynamics for quite a few years, and it's seen the growth. And while moving to the cloud may seem a bit maybe overwhelming, I think once you get there, the benefits that you see from this ERP and what you're able to do with it far outweighs where it once was, right? So go for it.
Thanks, Chris and Heather. It was a great conversation, and I hope this is really going to help our clientele move to the cloud and be happy with the solution they build.
This has been another episode of the MSDW podcast. My thanks to our special guests, Rick, Chris, and Heather, for today's conversation. Be on the lookout for more episodes coming soon in this series all about D365, cloud migration, Microsoft Business Applications, and support. If you'd like to speak with our guests or learn more about DXC technology and how they can help your organization move your business applications from on-premises to the cloud, you can reach them at phone number 877-651-6193 or email dxceclipse@dxc.com. Thanks for listening. This is MS Dynamics World signing off.